Manga dudes, Michelangelo here from the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and you are listening to the Tokyo Black Hour with Jermaine, Jamar, Brandon, the most bodacious dudes, right here, Cowabunga! Whoa.
Man, moving on down. Hey, man, this dude is the hero of the year for some people, the Daily Mail. They call it the Incredible Soak. A husband has gone 20 years without speaking to his wife since she upset him, but he still lives with her and his children. Oh, to you? I can't, but his name is O-T-O-U.
Yeah.
O-T-O-U? O-T-O-U?
O-T-O-U?
Kachiyomi? Yummy? Yummy? Whatever. He did not speak to his wife because he was jealous. Husband felt that her attention and care was honed in entirely on their kids.
I mean,
bruh,
you're gonna get jealous of your own kids? Ah, bruh.
Hey, I know when he'll speak to her. I'm having a heart attack. And put your head up in the air, keep walking past his sorry ass. Baby, I'm home. Don't feed him for 6 weeks. But how is he still living in the house for 20 years? You know, what would he do? Write a letter? Hey, baby, the rent ain't been paid. Then move out all your shit one day while he there. You didn't tell me. Well, you ain't talking to me.
Yeah, I don't. That's insane.
Why the next door neighbor keep coming over here?
I mean, it's a level of petty that I applaud, but
he ain't like her anyway.
I mean, the wife's got to be a little mental to be putting up with that shit for 20 years, though. Maybe she enjoys it. Maybe her old man was fucking annoying as fuck, you know?
There you go. Maybe she enjoyed it.
Maybe she got caught slipping, accidentally got pregnant by this dude, didn't even want to be with him in the first place. Now he's giving her the cold shoulder, and she pretends that she's hating it, but deep down she's like, dodged a bullet there.
Yeah, you know, like I said, man, I pray that everybody married the people that actually like or learn to like. That shit, they're the same, man. You been with somebody 20 years and ain't spoke, you know, you ain't spoke to them. With their rat poison in there. Something wrong, call 911.
I like this nigga Moxie, boy. I'm like, boy, you got some, he has some dedication and he got some discipline, bro. If I don't talk to you for 20 years and you come home to me, I mean, what this nigga say? Dinner got to be on the table. What we doing?
Good wife, man.
Great wife. I ain't heard her speak in 20 years, Bob, and it's been a great relationship.
And she still feed him dinner every night, man. That's a great wife. She probably, I'm so tired of your daddy talking to me. I'm happy it's been quiet. The whole house been nice. My kid's going to take me away and leave him here.
That's so scared, though, nigga. How you go home, nigga? I be waiting on nigga kill me. You ain't got nothing to say to me?
So who did he talk to when he had the night terrors?
Your kids. His side piece.
He just gets
his blood pressure high. I need my medicine. He just point to it.
He just pours him a big glass of man up and.
Yeah. Hey, man. Shout out. He the last great champion of the world. Moving on down to, man.
Goat. He got mocks like a motherfucker. We got another goat. I've been ignoring my wife for 20 years, nigga, and watch me.
We got another goat and another person, man, who is. Sometimes you got to check your friends. Oh, well, I'm glad I hang around Brandon, Dusty, Christian, and a few other people. It's not many people. I got a very small friend group, but I do have a very large. What do they call those other people who are not friends?
Associates.
White people say acquaintance, black people say associate. I know a lot of niggas in the street. You know, thank God I ain't hitting no shit no more. My wife, when I first was talking to her, I used to see girls. Hey, Jamar, been a long time. Motherfucker hugging me. She's sitting there with the salty eye. Look like she just had some of them sour goddamn jawbreakers. You okay? Who was that? Yeah. I don't. You know, they're not old and there, but I don't separate. I don't get to see as many people now, but I'm glad to have a small group of people. Make sure you know who you trust, man. Let's get on down to Business Insider. A student persuaded his friend to get his leg amputated for $1.3 million insurance scam. winded up getting $7,200 now that he has to return. Bruh, there's no way, Brandon. I need to amputate both legs, but we're going to get this sick. If a man ever tell you it's a scam, that is a 50-50 chance that you might get that money and you might go to jail after you fuck up that scam. But don't cut off your whole leg. This wasn't in America, people.
Man, wow.
It was in Taiwan.
Man.
You know there ain't nobody finna give you $1.3 million in Taiwan, man. Come on, now. You'd been better off putting that shit in America. You in Taiwan.
Yeah, you definitely should have pulled that here, because, yeah, I don't see that one happening either.
Do you understand the ramifications and how much game I got to have to tell another man to let's get this money? Nigga, lose one of them legs. Nigga, 1.7. We going to split it down the middle, nigga. One half. I'm going to give you more because you cut your leg off.
Hey. I should be getting it all.
Hey, what'd that guy's leg say to him?
If you really don't like me, just act like you like me, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So we can get this motherfucking money.
So his friend urged him to soak his foot for 10 hours in a bucket of dry ice. Come on, Jack.
Boy.
You know how painful dry ice is?
Yeah.
Motherfucking leg look like beef jerky. That motherfucking leg look like a sarcophagus leg. Like one of those, a pharaoh's leg, bro. Do you know what that dry ice would do to you, man?
That nigga whole leg looking like the Crypt Keeper body. I was like, man, you a foolish man. And now you handicapped. And I goddamn guarantee you two things in Taiwan. Ain't a lot of goddamn. Hey, how many motorized wheelchairs running around Taiwan?
I'm not sure.
I'm not. Yeah. It's gonna be some crutches for you for the rest of your life.
Boy got that ET leg now, so yeah, he fucked up. He done made the wrong decision. How that $7,000 spend, nigga? That you ain't got.
I'm gonna take that $7,000 and put a $1 million life insurance policy on my quote unquote friend.
Hey, well,
and then, yeah, he might end up in some dry ice.
Yeah, all his body.
I'm going to get that milli one way or the other.
The crazy part is, like, the U.S. doctor would have been like, man, cut that leg, I'll get that money. His plans backfired when the staff at the hospital said the shit seemed suspicious. Y'all fucked up this man. Mind your business. I would have been like, bro, I'm trying to get $1.3 million. I need it. Shit, cut me in the loop. I'm going to cut that leg off today.
Right, say less.
Yeah, nigga, let's get this money, my nigga. Just give me 20 bando. Your boy, hey, look, you did a lot of work, my nigga.
I'm going to move to America. Yeah, nigga, me too. Let's get this money, man. Moving on down to the Daily Mail. Yet again, a bunch of rubes. White people are rubes. A tiny rural Nebraskan town that banned non-citizens from renting is overwhelmed by a huge influx of migrants as asylum seekers flock to fill jobs at a meat processing. I can't read word for nothing today. Look, under the weather, I'm feeling sick as hell too. So this town, they had a law: non-citizens could rent a home here, or apartment, or anything. But now, a lot of people have left the town or whatever, because no jobs or whatever. So now they had a bunch of illegals that work at the meat processing plant. And the meat processing plant told them, we need these people. We need to change the law. They ain't give a fuck. These folks are already moving in. And yet again, why do Americans blame illegals for getting jobs?
I guess they be blindfolded when they be giving it to them. I ain't see your application, nigga, but you hide.
Brandon, you got to explain why white folk get so mad about illegals taking all the jobs.
I don't know, man. Like, honestly, I can't explain it. It's mostly jobs that white people don't want to do. I mean, if there was an abundance of white folks clamoring to do these jobs, you would think they wouldn't need to hire the illegal immigrants to do them. But, you know, But also,
it's the companies that we fucking shop at. They're the one hiring the illegals.
But also, conversely, you know, I guess it's harder to take advantage of white people than it is illegals do and pay them less. So,
true statement. Yeah, I guess
on the flip side of the coin. On the flip side of the coin, if they weren't there, then they would have to pay, you know, an honest day's pay, but chicken and the egg.
I was looking up a job. This is my bad, Brandon. They show you how crazy white folks don't understand the situation. I'm sick of these goddamn illegals taking all the job. If you can speak Spanish, man, you can get any job. You ain't even got to be qualified. They just want you to come in now. You can speak Spanish, nigga. Come on. How many jobs are like that now?
Yeah. You bilingual, boy, you can make some money.
They don't even get you, nigga. You speak French. We don't need you. We need somebody who can speak Spanish. We used another one. Went to the hospital last night. They had to go get somebody else who just interprets Spanish for the people at the hospital. And y'all weren't. I said, man, y'all got to tighten up. If y'all don't want illegals here, put the pressure on the companies. If you ain't going to put no pressure on McDonald's, Burger King, or the companies, fuck it. What you complaining about then? You like your goddamn steaks cut, don't you?
I do, yes.
You want to go down there and cut them steaks?
No.
You want to go work in that meat processing place where they killing with little 12-year-old boys getting killed on the floor?
No.
Which is insane, too, because companies are doing this shit on a regular basis. And what the fuck is OSHA doing? They don't never shit them down. They just hit them with a fine.
Living in America.
Because them niggas are bad ass chicks.
Oh, boy. Here goes. Let me tell you something, man. I always remember when you sleep at night, keep your asshole tight. How tight? So tight your eyes pop out. This is from NewYorkPost.com. Weird but true. Live 12-inch eel removed from Vietnamese man abdominal after it slid up his anus. Nothing that big slides in your anus. Woo! Shit. Some feel good. It's an eel.
It slid up there. I bet that motherfucker, he ain't turned his electric shocks on when he went in that tight hole. Trying to hamster him. These niggas trying to eel. They, oh shit. The hamsters ain't working no more.
He had severe abdominal pain. First of all, it hurts coming out. I know it got to be hurt for a 12-inch eel. Put this in perspective. Your woman having sex with a man with a 12-inch penis. Oh, she know it's there. She know it's all the way there.
Yeah, he's
going. I don't give a fuck if you're black, white, whatever color. If you hang it down to the ground, oh, she know it's there.
He's going to ruin her.
Especially if it's sliding in your anus. Would you like, oh, you know what? He could have had too many of them natty ice, man.
Too many Sam Adams winter loggers.
Oh, well, no.
He had 12 six packs of that shit and he was fucked up.
What was this nigga sleeping there for, a live eel to crawl in there?
I mean, he was like in the water, probably swimming or something. You know?
So now.
Also, there is a possibility that it was a lot smaller when it entered him and then grew while it was inside of him.
Ain't no way hell he been feeding this motherfucker. This nigga had a host eel in him. He didn't get his electrical powers yet.
Yeah, not all eels are electric.
Man, you're lying to me, nigga.
I want all y'all. I want everybody to listen to this podcast. I do appreciate it. I want you to go. I want you to go to your window and put both of your hands on the blind and lift it up. That's how that eel went now. Spread them cheeks. And then you tell me, man got a whole. That's like when they go to the hospital. A hamster is in your ass. How'd that get in there? I don't know. A hamster. Wrapped in a condom. But still, it just fell into your butt. Man, that goddamn 12-inch eel. Had abdominal pain. Ain't matter why. We went to the doctor. How long you been having abdominal pain? 12 years? Nigga, you lying to me. You got a whole fish in there.
How this nigga sit down on it? What they do? Put him in the, they had to put him sideways, right? With Roman's stomach, everything hurting. This nigga got one of those Prometheans in him, don't he? I mean, one of those alien babies.
Yeah, how would...
I don't know, man. That shit insane.
Have you seen an eel's face, nigga? I don't want that nowhere near me. They look like little snake eyes in the water, man. Look at them. They look dangerous. Chewing through this man, wrecked him.
Oh, my God. Let's get on down to here. Crazy story. They're going to be real quick. DailyMail.UK. Louisiana felon mom heard her son for shoot himself in the head and went back to sleep instead of checking on youngster. Now he is critically ill. You are going to jail, Jack. I pray to God my son never find my gun, but I'm a, I hide it. I try to hide it the best I can. Keep your goddamn children. Keep your guns out of your children's sight. Don't be there. You know what I mean? Don't be out there putting on, you know, having it sitting in your lap while you're driving. You know. You going to jail. Black Terror. Move on down to Black Terror 2. You know, I don't say this often. I know it make a lot of people cringe worthy. I'm sick of you niggas. I'm sick of you niggas in YouTube. I'm sick of you niggas in TikTok, Instagram. So this black dude was cooking his meal while pointing his gun at his spaghetti. And as I explain that story, you can imagine what happened to this hillbilly pointing his gun at this raggedy ass skillet that he's cooking his meat on. That shit just splattered everywhere and the gun just...
This nigga had a gas stove. Like, do he know the damages and ramifications of, like, first off, nigga, you know what, man? Y'all nigga be a gangster as hell to y'all spaghetti. I don't care.
Why are you cooking with a gun? That don't even... You know, I'm gonna do another quick Black Terror. We got a homeboy, I won't mention his name. But a nigga brother work in some farm, a law farm. He law enforcement. He ain't like no real police officer. He do like some old
chicken shit, right? Ass nigga.
Chicken shit ass nigga, right? Like Jermaine said. This motherfucker here playing RoboCop and here roll. And he said his mama called. That motherfucker shot through the wall while I was in his sleep. He said, what the fuck you were doing? I was just posing with the gun in the mirror. Why does a gun make you feel so important? This motherfucker, he was posing with the gun like he was RoboCop, and that bitch just went off and went through the house.
Nah, bro, I don't know. I would tell nigga, show me your guns, nigga. I don't want to play with you and your guns, nigga. I like your collections on the table, nigga. I don't want to play with everybody's gun. That shit's so, I don't know. I ain't got no reason to take no pose in anyway. I don't want to go to jail for no free pose.
Hey, Brandon, when I try to cook that goose with my AK-47. If you really don't like me, nigga, act like you like me, nigga, so we can get this motherfucking money, man. Moving on down, man. This is Brandon's story.
I watch a nigga shoot a goose in a pot. My bad, Ma.
Nah, you fine, man. It's funny, man. It's hilarious because we've known people who've done this, and you like, bruh, what makes a gun make you feel like you so important at the house that you need to goddamn be having it loaded? Showing yourself that you a big dick player now.
They don't stop werewolves.
Bro, every time I play with my gun, I try to load it, do this, do that. It's never loaded, right? I just try to get used to doing that shit like when I do need to load it. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
But black folk love to keep their gun. They always prepared, man. Moving on down to somebody who wasn't prepared. And in the words of Brandon, I would have shit two bricks. A shark regurgitated a human arm in front of a horrifying crowd and filled the room with terror, with a terrible stench. First off, who arm is it? Has this man said he lost the arm? Fuck the stench. Where is the rest of the man then? If he got on a pinky ring, you know somebody threw him in there.
It's a good question. It was at like an aquarium or something, wasn't it?
Yeah. And I was
you
like,
mean like an enclosed aquarium?
Yeah.
Some employee missing and these niggas don't know.
I don't know. No employee or missing. Or the shark. Else. Or the shark just came in, you know, from out of town.
Oh yeah. He telling Jamar, he had one of them 12-inch arms stuck and came through his rectum too.
Yeah. I didn't feel a thing. Yet again, go in there, open your blinds up with both hands. That side 12-inch he'll get in there. Moving on, man. We got to get out of the imaginary world. I don't know. This could just be all for a fluff piece. Hollywood Unlocked Instagram post. This is from Jordan. Another girl said she's suing her parents for having her without her permission. I'm so tired of this shit, man. I'm tired of y'all young people. It ain't black folk, white folk, Asian. All y'all have became so irrelevant and stupid it don't even make no sense.
This was a joke.
Oh, nah, but don't forget we had already sprouted this. We did this that one time when a dude said he had a horrible life, so he sued his parents and actually won. We got to stop this. You got to stop these shenanigans, bro.
Well, I mean,
it's a joke today and tomorrow.
They make a fair get point. Paid. They make a fair
Break
point.
The law.
I didn't ask to be here. Yeah. Got me
nigga,
fucked
I'm happy
up.
To be here, nigga, but I don't want no payment. I had enough payments. Christmases, birthdays, nigga. Somebody had to feed you to grow that height, nigga. Because have you ever seen a malnourished nigga? Please wake up. That's what you need to appreciate, bro, that you had food and some form of stability if you had it. I mean, am I wrong?
Damn. I hate you. I hate my parents. I put the nigga ass on the street. Yeah, I'm going to tell you right, my son.
For everybody living good, yeah, it probably is sweet. But if you ain't living good, you're probably like, man, I just wish I wasn't even fucking born at all.
I mean,
this motherfucker living
a
harsh life
ain't
out
living
here.
Sweet, but you know what the deal is.
This motherfucker living some horrible lives out here. I pray for you. Moving on. Let's get on down to Black Terror once again. I put my hat in shame, and I say this again. I'm sick of you niggas. I'm sick of all you teachers, white, black, no matter the color. A South Florida teacher is being accused of having an inappropriate relationship with a student. You know how they found out she had an inappropriate relationship with him? This motherfucker 12. She left hickeys on his neck.
Yeah, buddy.
Dude, this is the second teacher fucking a 12-year-old in his
many
weeks.
No,
weeks.
This is the fourth teacher.
Yeah.
Fourth teacher.
Well, I'm just saying, fucking, we went back to back this week.
White woman last week.
Yeah.
Black woman this week.
Can I ask you a question? A 12-year-old don't even know what a hickey is, nigga. So what makes you think they parents... not gonna be bathing them. Don't show your mama your happy spot. Like what, nigga? How do you hide a hickey? You couldn't hide them when you were teenagers.
Oh no, I be walking around the house. I remember a girl gave me one walking around the house with a scarf on. My mama said, "You got that goddamn scarf on? They hide you."
Yeah.
I tried my damnedest, but you know.
It looks cool.
Yeah. And then I got to the point, she said, you know hickeys cause cancer. I said, damn, I never thought about that.
No, let them folk lie to you. If all that sucking caused cancer, all the other sucking, it would have gave every nigga in the world cancer.
Shit, don't forget about Michael Douglas, why his mouth was hurting.
Yeah, he ate too much. That was his problem.
You go down there, what you break. Doing? You're doing a lot of sucking. You know. But hey, man, it is what
you
it want is.
Sucking, though, no next.
You don't know, Amy, you don't know what the fuck called cancer. I was thinking about my son and they, dad, I want some milk. Like, maybe you should be drinking all this shit. This shit is for baby cows. Why the hell are we drinking milk? That shit that turned a baby cow into a huge cow. We need to figure out when they start making us drink milk. I'm not sure we need to be drinking. A lot of people say we're not supposed to be drinking milk. Because, you know. That shit caused lymph nodes and all them other shit. Cancerous cells in you. We are blowing up like cows.
Gotta have that milkshake, nigga. And that coffee.
Yeah, I ain't ready to give up milkshakes. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we got nigga pay the piper, nigga.
What I'm going to do, live an extra 5 years, but not drink milkshakes? The cure is worse than the disease.
Oh, man. Well, you've been drinking it all your life now, you know. Back then, we were getting, like, unprocessed milk. They was actually squeezing squeezing the milk out of the cow. Now that goddamn machine over weighing that cow out.
Got too many lumps on them.
Can I get milk with extra steroids in it?
Please, nigga. I'm trying to gain some LBs.
Right. I'm fucking 43 now. I need to turn back the clock, put some extra roids up in there, and let me start rebuilding some of these tendons.
Hey, man, let's shout out who did this Big Fanny video rap song. Check out this Big Fanny doll video. Yeah. This shit is hilarious.
Yeah, I saw that at some place called Puppet Wars or something, I think. It was Puppet something. But
what's it called?
Puppet Gate.
Oh. Yeah, it was mildly amusing. Yeah, I got a chuckle out of it.
Damn good rap too.
I mean, yeah, better than Young Thug.
Yeah, Young Thug out there killing people. Young Thug, I fuck with your boy the long way.
Yeah, fair enough. better than Lil Peep.
Yeah, way Ooh. Better than Lil Peep.
I don't even know these niggas. I mean, besides Young Thug, they were like, you don't know who Lil Durk is. I'm telling you, who's Lil Peep?
I know he's a person, but outside of that,
hey, excuse me, young fella. Man, why y'all wearing your pants down, man? You still in high school? I'm Young Peep, nigga. I don't even know what that means.
Oh my God! Fresh off the goddamn presses, off the presses. Well, everything, the world is burning up as we know. Oh my God, McDonald's to sell Krispy Kreme donuts nationwide by the end of 2026. So you mean to tell me you can't get my order right? So you definitely going to be fucking up them old stale. You going to be fucking up my Krispy Kreme order too?
I would never get my Krispy Kreme fucking donuts from McDonald's. Nigga, please. I waste my money when I got a perfect good Krispy Kreme in a mile radius. I will drive to a Krispy Kreme before I ask them nigga to fix me anything at McDonald's.
I don't even want them to fix me a coffee at McDonald's. You want anything? I don't want shit. Give me a happy meal so I can get to my son and keep it moving.
Yeah, I'd like to get coffee, but their fucking Frappuccino machines have been fucking coming soon for a year now. Hey.
But who wants donuts from McDonald's?
I don't know. What they need to do is put the...
Make that donut burger?
Yeah. Well, I was thinking, you know how they got the McGriddle? They should take the McGriddle, but then just put it in between the donut. So it would be donut, pancake, then the inside.
I ain't even gonna lie to you, boy. I wouldn't mind a goddamn donut, old school Big Mac made out of real beef. Put that special sauce on that lettuce, boy. That big ass burger, you'll die to eat that bitch.
Man.
What? Did somebody? Go ahead.
No, my bad. I mean, did everybody forget about the motherfucking the donut, bacon and fried egg that was at Dunkin'?
Oh, that shit was delicious. I hate to say it, but I know them donuts ain't fresh, fresh, boy. I ate that motherfucking passed out. I woke up 2 days later and said, I need another one, Jack.
Right, boy, I ate two of them motherfuckers in one day. I said, God damn, boy. It was like 2 for $5. I said, y'all nigga, this shit's delicious. Then it was a month in. Nigga were complaining. This is not dietary. This is killing people. I said, fuck y'all. This is my choice. Nigga, my metabolism told me to eat that sweet shit.
My blood pressure said, nigga, we going down just so you can eat some more.
You still got 10 toes, nigga. 10 toes down, nigga. Diabetes, who? You ain't never had one, Brandon?
No, I don't think I ever did have one.
Oh, boy, you missed the fuck out, damn, boy. I mean, and it was brown sugar, thick cut bacon. God damn.
I ain't really start fucking with Dunkin' until the past few years.
When they got that bit of coffee going.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's one right by my house, which is primo. Yeah. Yeah, I get their fucking caramel frozen coffee. Pretty good. It ain't McDonald's, but it's not bad.
I'll give it a prop. Dunkin' Donut had they shit on point. You know what I mean? But I fuck with Krispy Kreme, and you know, we can start that argument all day long. All these white folk, black folk, you know, up north. Dunkin' Donut, the best donut ever. Nigga, shut up. They garbage. Only thing they make a good coffee, good breakfast sandwiches. That's you it. Want a real man's donut? You want a real glazed heaven donut? God, eat Krispy Kreme donut.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like Dunkin's fucking breakfast sandwiches as much.
Really?
Mm-mm.
I can't afford them. I make my own.
No.
Yeah, I mean,
not.
Now I do, but them motherfuckers, they're pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know.
As people fall asleep doing our podcast, I'm gonna leave it on one story.
All right.
Brandon and Jermaine want to argue about this Waffle House. They went on striking Kanye's. Want to tell you something? I know where this Waffle House at. I don't fuck with them. White bitch, I went there. It was years ago. It had to be like 7-8 years ago. We had the same conversation. Number white people in there. They looked at me when I walked in there. Boy, that bitch threw my money on the table.
Hmm.
When I gave my money, in the conversation go, this was like one of the earlier podcasts. You know what I did when I got my food? Grabbed that whole hand. Thank you. You have a great day. That motherfucker looked at me like I just put soot all on her hand. Bitch, put my money in my hand. I had my hand out. She put it on the counter. And when she got that food, I grubbed all on her goddamn nasty looking hand.
That's right.
Yeah, bitch. You don't understand me, people. You don't have to be racist. You don't have to like anybody. But understand, I ain't did nothing to you. You know what I mean? I'm just a customer. Treat me like I'm a customer. Don't be treating me like I'm some. Even when you see white folks, you ain't got to beat them up all the time unless they say something crazy. Take their money. Right?
I mean, as Crunchy Black once said,
if you really don't like me, just act like you like me, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So we can get this motherfucking money.
I just never understood when white folks talking about I don't like black people because they lazy. I'm like, shit, nigga, soon we start working for free, y'all got to complain. Moving on down to Waffle House and all these motherfuckers walking out. I didn't even read the article until Jermaine and Brandon hit me with some information. They want $25 at the Waffle House.
Yeah, $25 an hour minimum wage.
And they want to, I didn't even know this, but Waffle House charge you $3 every day for a meal, even if you don't take it.
Now it's a credit. That is fucked up, you know.
What?
They come out, they check. $3 come out, they check for a meal every day. You know what you do then. That means you got to steal the bacon out the bag. You take three, I take 40.
Bro, that's $90 a month that you're paying for something that you might not eat. You don't eat that shit every day.
You shouldn't eat that shit every day.
Oh, nigga, that's 90 bones I got to pay them niggas for working there. Yeah. Hey, what am I free?
I already got to pay taxes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm with them on that, and they were, what else were they wanting? Something fairly reasonable, you know. I think to stop working in the middle of fucking natural disasters, you know.
Oh, no, Waffle House always open, and I don't get it, because I never go to a Waffle House during a natural disaster, but they motherfucker always open. And if I, you know, I'm a type of person, I don't care who you is, if I go there and it's snowing outside and you in there working, you getting a $20 tip. Because you had the gusto and you had the tenacity to bring your ass into work, even though that you probably could have died to serve a nigga some waffles, to give me that all-star breakfast that I got for $8.99. I'm going to give you a $20 tip.
You deserve it. If you working in, yeah, you always deserve it.
I just put that out there, man. Anything else you want to say about Waffle House, Brandon, Jermaine?
No. God bless it, you know, like I said, it's always a port in a storm, no matter how fucking hammered you are. You are always welcome in Waffle House as long as you ain't acting like a fool. And I mean, you can act like a fool just as long as you ain't getting aggressive and stupid, you know. I mean, you can be as goofy as you want in a Waffle House, just, you know, be respectful.
We met a racist white lady at a Waffle House when we were young. I bought my food to go. I sit down. You can't sit at the table and eat that. You need to get out. I said, God damn, bitch. I'm just waiting on their food. Well, you can wait outside. I said, damn. That's why you ugly, white woman.
Damn, I remember that.
Yes.
Yeah, it was long. It was full industrial, too. Needless to say, that Waffle House been closed for years. And I want to give a shout out to Walmart because Jordan did send this too. Do you understand Walmart is trying to charge you money now to use the self-checkout?
You lying to me?
Yeah, she sent the article. I sent it to y'all and said, but I think they want to charge you like a, you have like some Walmart monthly like special thing where you can go to checkouts and just do this and do that. Man, fuck you, Walmart.
Yeah, I spend my and money. People yeah.
say, you can't say that. I'm sick of y'all. We are not paying. Why are we paying more money for shit than we're getting? You know what I'm saying? You ain't saving me no deals.
I should be getting a discount for fucking bagging my own goddamn groceries.
Thank you.
Nah, I gotta pay you to work for you practically. Man, the fuck out of here. I'll be damned. I'll starve to death.
They got some new like a Walmart something. It's like $30 or something a month. Some kind of wild ass payment.
And I hope you can like
you can use self-checkout. Let me tell you something, Jack. We gotta revoke one day and start telling the company kiss my ass.
Why politicians ain't like, what we doing, man? Y'all ain't doing that. Like, come on. Groceries are already high, nigga. Now you want me to pay to use your amenities, nigga? Like Brandon said, I am not an employee, nigga. Whatever, nigga. I wait in line. Yeah. And I wait till some people start beating y'all niggas up. Then y'all change your attitude. They're going to start running out the store with shit.
Yeah, and restaurants are starting to... Go ahead, Brandon.
I was about to say, that's why I wasn't too heartbroken for him when people were stealing from the fucking self-checkout, because how am I supposed to know how this works? I don't work here. I didn't see the training video. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't know I was on the schedule for today to fucking be sitting here and doing the work that y'all should be doing. So when they got fucking thieved, I wasn't even that mad. I was just like, man, I feel them. There was times I wanted to steal shit just because I was like, man, I can't believe that I got to sit here and do this myself, and then y'all are going to harass me about it.
Why this grumpy-faced woman looking at me like she hate my life? I ain't do shit.
Right. And, I mean, most of these people are stupid, and they really don't know how a fucking scanner works. So now I got to stand behind some unqualified jackass who's scanning shit on their own time. Man, like, the whole system's flawed.
They say you paid 99 cents for an 80-inch TV?
Yeah, bitch, I rung it up as them eggs.
Yeah.
It is what it is, Jack. Tighten up.
Yeah, nobody coached me on the scanner. Sorry.
No, I ain't standing no motherfucker, nigga. I'm going to stand in line and wait till the nigga start beating up the cashier because I ain't moving fast enough. So it'll change back real quickly. They'll start tearing the motherfuckers up in Walmart.
Yeah, and some dude sent me a black restaurant charging this and it's patrons for an entertainment fee of $10 on your, like $5 to $10 on your bill, depending on the day. I'm telling you, man, all y'all going out of business. I'm tired of paying more for less. And I'm getting to that point that I ain't paying y'all niggas nothing else. Oh, it's a surcharge. Fuck that. Get out of my way. I'll go somewhere else and get it. That's what I'm doing from now on in my life. I'm not finna keep giving y'all my money. You need my money to survive, so you charge me more? Come on, man. That's insane.
Agreed.
Mm-mm-mm. Moving on down to the last great story of the day, the goodbyes. We do appreciate everybody for coming out to the Tokyo Black News and Review, episode 181. I do appreciate Brandon for staying strong, and I do appreciate Jermaine for staying strong.
Always.
Stay strong, blood.
Appreciate you, B-Rock.
Yeah.
And you know, I ain't got much to say, man. I love you guys. Respect you guys. Thank you for everybody who do listen. I promise you, we're going to have some funny episodes. Brandon said last week was funny. I'm not really sure.
That was pretty good.
But I'll check on them next time, man. Appreciate everybody who check us out. I'm going to give it to Jermaine.
I appreciate everybody for coming out. You know, it'll go to the same spiel. Thank you, Joy Dan. I'm by my big homie, PHW, Dusty Easer, man. I'm going to make quick some bread and go nap time. Y'all hold it down. If I forgot about you, my bad. We'll catch you next week. Go ahead, B-Rock.
What's up? It's your boy, B-Rock, the White Liaison. Don't forget, you can write in to TokyoBlackHour@gmail.com to have some funny stories that you want us to do. Send them to us right in. You can catch us on Twitter at TokyoBlackPod. Don't forget, check out Christian's book, 7 Lives, 10 Lives. They're on sale now. No Lives Left coming soon. While you're waiting for that, head on over to Endless Ink Publishing and check out their anthology series called Earth's Final Chapter. And check out Christian's entry into that series called Casa Luna. Head on over to the TKB Panda Shop. and get you some gear, man. Like I said, spring's here. Starting to warm up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, get you a nice hoodie. Or,
need that money.
Yeah, get you a light hoodie, T-shirt, pair of shorts.
It's coming.
Yeah, something. Anything. That's it.
All right, man, I'm going to leave y'all since what's the dude's name for Dragon Ball Z? I kept fucking up his name.
Oh, Akira Toriyama.
Akira Toriyama. I'm going to leave y'all on some Dragon Ball Z shit to make you laugh. Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
When Yamcha had to fight Vegeta.
If you really don't like me, just act like you like me, nigga. Y'all saying? So we can get this motherfucking money.
He wish Vegeta would have understood that.
Oh, the Tokyo Black News and Review is out. I'll holler at y'all.
Peace. Hold it down. Deuces.